This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Father's Day a couple of days behind us now. Being a dad isn't the same as it was in years past. It's a new day, which means dads need to have new skills. New survey says they need to know how to cook a meal, guide kids through college, assemble furniture from a box, teach a son how to shave, untie difficult knots, know how to braid hair, and the words of pop songs. Few people wear ties anymore. Remember my dad teaching me to tie mine. I did just tie a tie for my son-in-law before he graduated with his master's degree a few weeks ago. Oh, well. Oxford English Dictionary has added a bunch of new modern words, including some I've never heard of before. Binge watch. How about microaggression? Never heard of it. Or stan, S-T-A-N. And spoiler alert. By the way, stan is a verb and means be an overzealous or obsessive fan of a particular celebrity. All right. Just in case you wondered, microaggression is a noun, a statement, action, or incident regarded as an instance of indirect, subtle, or intentional discrimination or prejudice. There you have it. Well, it's official. Pumpkin spice creep is worse than Christmas creep because it's June 19th and the first pumpkin spice is already on the shelves. Guy in Wisconsin spotted Special K Pumpkin Spice Crunch cereal at the Walmart there this week. Oh, boy. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. According to a new study out of Spain, people are happier when they drink white wine. And they're more likely to feel aggressive or guilty when they drink red. Researchers found that women seem to realize that difference, so they've gravitated toward white wines to feel happier. Men either didn't realize what was happening or didn't care because they just keep going for the reds. Yep, that's me. Nice Merlot or Cabernet. New survey says 78% of working parents can officially say they can have it all. You can have a successful career and be a good parent. But they admit it's a challenge. 38% of working parents say they've missed a significant event in their kids' life in the last year. 18% say that work-life balance is putting serious stress on their relationship with their significant other. Now, here's more proof. 2,000 car owners, 36% don't know how to fix a flat. Survey also finds nearly half couldn't change their car's oil, and 1 in 4 don't know how to jumpstart a car. Well, your coffee machine is gross. Coffee may be germier than you think. A study finds coffee machines are the fifth germiest place in people's homes. So what should you do? Wash all removable components after each use. Wipe down the outside of your coffee maker daily and clean the internal components at least once a month. I always wonder about that. A little plastic reservoir holding that water all the time. Don't know how long it's been in there. I can't think coffee's going to get that hot to kill all those germs. City of Bangor having a neighborhood watch meeting this Thursday, 7 p.m. at the Bangor Fire Department on Arlington. The topic is ID theft and scams. As always, these programs are absolutely free and full of information. ID theft and scams, the topic at the neighborhood watch meeting in Bangor this Thursday night at 7 o'clock at the fire station. Tell them we sent you. Knucklehead News out of Wisconsin, where a couple went to the movies a few weeks ago, and the husband was so mad at his wife because she secretly salted their popcorn that he announced their marriage was over. He was so mad he wanted to leave the theater, but she took his keys to keep him from driving away angry. That's when someone called the cops. Fortunately, things never got physical, so no one was arrested. No word whether they went through with the divorce or if they managed to bounce back from the salt incident. The Daily Buzz. You see something I should buzz about? Email Paul at WCSY.com. Leave a message on Facebook or tweet at COSYFM. Our fax is 637-2675. Heck, you can even drop things off here at the station on M140 in South Haven, 11637 M140, our address just across from McFadden's. Daily Buzz podcasts are posted at WCSY.com, our website. Subscribe to the Daily Buzz at WCSY.com. We'll email it to you. You can also hear the Daily Buzz on great podcasting outlets like iTunes and Google Play. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Ann Becker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.